Good morning.
We
are going to finish or transition into the other segment. We talked about loving yourself. How do you love yourself? Because before you love your neighbor, you have to love yourself. We talked about Matthew 22:37-40. Love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Mm-hmm. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Mm-hmm. So we talked about the possibility of loving your neighbor if you can't love yourself. Mm-hmm. And within ourselves, there's three pieces that make up us. It's our body, it's our soul, mm-hmm. and it's our spirit. Okay. Today, we're going to talk about the spirit. And we're going to talk about the spirit. We'll talk about the spirit because Proverbs 17:22, which is going to be our text for today, it says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Mm. So it's Proverbs 17:22, and I'll repeat it. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
My Lord.
I don't know about you, but I'm sure you have been disappointed. You've been crushed. So crushed is different than just they didn't have your favorite ice cream at the ice cream store.
Right.
Crushed is you planned for it, you wanted it, you envisioned it, and it just didn't happen. Mm. It could be a relationship that you just, you know, had given your heart and your soul and your body and to this person, and it just didn't work out. Okay. It could have been a business that you invested your retirement, your savings, you took some risks. You just knew it was going to happen, and it didn't work out. Mm. It could have been your health. You were top of the health scale. You know, you could run a 5K, and you were diagnosed with cancer or leukemia or something like that. It just didn't work out.
My Lord.
How do you rebound after a crush?
Good question.
Proverbs talks to us about a crushed spirit drying up the bones, meaning that it relates to our physical being. Mm. And if you go into, if you listen to the news, and especially as we're still transitioning in this coronavirus, the people are, some are so depressed. They can't get out of bed. They just don't want to go on. Mm-hmm. They're crushed. How could this happen? My life was perfect, and then this happened. Crushed. How do you rebound after a crushed situation? Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, when your spirit is off balance or dying, your soul and body will line up to that. Mm-hmm. So the spirit is the lively volcano in us. It's the one that holds our emotions and our character. It's our, vitality, our spirit.
My Lord.
And if that's crushed, mm-hmm. imagine how our bodies perform, how our souls connect with God when you have a part of your body that is out of sync. Mm. So let's talk about, what do you do? Because we've all experienced this. How did you rebound? Or are you still rebounding, in all honesty?
Right.
You know, in church we're told, you know, just to pray and leave our burdens at the altar. But there's a process of rebounding back to a healthy state.
Amen.
So let's go into, I have a key scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. I'll give you a minute to get it. It's 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Mm-hmm. The Word of God tells us, therefore we do not lose heart, Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen, eternal. So the first part of that scripture, it says, therefore we do not lose heart. That means we're going to go through things. It means that we're going to face some disappointment. Some of the things were, you know, self-inflicted.
My Lord.
But we can't, we have to go to God, be honest, and leave it there. We cannot lose heart. We have to acknowledge that the situation that we're in is ever moving. This is not an eternal place.
No, not at all.
We have a purpose here.
Amen.
We fix our eyes on things that are unseen, which is our hope, our hopes and dreams, our faith in God, our eternal purpose.
Amen.
We're to gird up, man up, woman up. Remember your purpose and pursue it.
Amen.
That's the rebounding recipe.
Yes, yes.
Acknowledge what has happened. Go to God and get up. Gird up, man up. Remember your purpose.
Amen.
And pursue it. Amen. Remember God's promises and walk in them. One last scripture, Isaiah 40 and 31. Isaiah 40 and 31. But those that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
My Lord.
But the first part of the scripture says, but those that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. So no matter what the disappointment is, and I can remember times that I felt so disappointed. I knew that I was the person for the job, but the Lord allowed me to get fired or laid off or didn't get a promotion.
My Lord.
But those that hope in the Lord, the key piece to disappointment and rebounding is to keep your hope in the Lord. No matter how hurtful it feels and disappointed you may feel, to not lose hope. Easier said than done.
Right.
But if you could find the strength, the mustard seed faith, to continue to hope in the Lord, he could do something with that hope.
Yes,
Reverend Jesse Jackson, one of his favorite lines, is keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive.
He'll either start at the beginning or the end. Now, I've heard it several times, but he'll say, keep hope alive with the fist power. You know, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive no matter what you encounter, no matter what the adversity. Do not lose hope.
Amen.
It's okay to be discouraged. It's human. It's part of the spirit makeup. If we didn't have, you know, disappointments, we'd be constantly on a high.
Amen.
Which is not normal.
Amen.
Yeah, so sometimes the disappointments balances out the high that keeps us at an even plateau. You know, but whatever you go through, if you can find the strength within yourself through God to keep hope alive, to keep your hope in the Lord, not to lose heart, he gets you to the next place you're supposed to be.
Amen.
So we have 8 things. There's actually a site. It's called moreradiance.com. And it talks about 8 ways to renew your spirit. Number one, spend the day with God. Block out some time and just spend time with God, talking to him, sharing with him. Let him know how you feel. Number 2, sleep, get some rest. Sometimes our spirit is weary because our flesh is weary.
Amen.
Number three, pour out your heart to God. Share your thoughts with Him. Don't keep them in.
Mm-hmm.
Four, spend time with other Christians, positive Christians, to strengthen one another.
Amen.
Five, read good Christian books. Occupy your mind with positive things.
Mm-hmm.
Six, sing to the Lord to encourage yourself.
Amen.
Whether there's a song, you know, that's been known or made up, or maybe the Lord gave you a song just that will identify with your spirit.
Amen.
Seven, journal to God. Write down your thoughts. Don't keep your thoughts in, which is the common thread to all these things. Get it out.
Amen.
Because as much as it stays in, it will become downtrodden to the spirit. It'll weigh you down.
Mm.
And eight, focus your energies on the right things, the positive
Amen.
Things that will
Amen.
Make a difference.
I receive that.
Whether
Amen.
It's your goals in life,
mm-hmm.
work toward them.
Mm.
And those are tips to renew your spirit. So I'll end with Jesse Jackson's words. Keep hope alive. And then keep hope in God, number one.
Amen.
So we're going to say a prayer. Father, we thank you that
you're a God,
Lord, that knows all and sees all.
Thank you,
Lord.
You
created our spirit being, and you're wise enough to know that sometimes we face disappointments and discouragements. And Lord, it sometimes feels like the wind is knocked out of us. And, you know, we can only get to our knees before we can even stand up.
Yes.
We lift our hands to you, God, and ask that you will pull us out.
Please,
up out of a downtrodden state, that you will pull us back up so we can stand and be good representatives of you in this life, Father. Good representatives for our community, our families, and ourselves.
Yes.
Lord, we need your strength. Help us to forgive ourselves as we look to you for forgiveness. Those that we may have hurt, help them to forgive us, Lord, that we won't carry around, you know, the worry and guilt that we've hurt someone and changed their life. Father, forgive us, Lord.
Please,
you said that when we come to you,
old things
have passed away. All things become new. And give us strength as we have to sometimes go through disappointments because of our past behaviors. Give us strength to bear it, Father, as you change our lives for the positive.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for your favor.
Thank you, Lord.
And we walk in it. We ask for it, that it will remain with us, and your grace.
Mm-hmm.
And we will also give others that grace you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.